Always fun.
Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce, you just showed me something that doesn't surprise me at all. I just drove through the Lowry Tunnel. I didn't even see the smudge mark.
Oh, no, it's going west. The accident was going westbound. It'll be on your way home.
Okay,
it'll be on your way home.
Well, having been driving through there the last couple of years, I'd say even pre-pandemic, I'm not surprised because there are morons racing through there trying to, you know, passing people left and right and doing. I have no idea why the pandemic has turned loose the craziest driving I've ever seen in the Twin Cities. I'm an over the speed limit guy, generally speaking.
Yeah.
But I'm not 90 or 100. You know, I'm not going to go 90.
80 through maybe?
I'm not going to go 90 through the Lower. Well, another thing is I'm always turning, I've always got to get over those lanes and come up there. But
that's the game.
But you know what? The hell with you, buddy. You're a moron. Okay? You know, driving whatever the hell you're driving, going through there. So, and they've been zipping in and out. And I have gotten over that old habit of when you see some guy coming up behind you on the right, going way too fast, and you know, even though you're only leaving 80 feet between you and the guy in front of you, he's going to cut in there. And for years, I got out of the habit of speeding up so he couldn't do it.
Yep.
But now I'm speeding
up. Oh, now you're back to trying.
Because I think they're all nuts, and it really irritates them. And if they do something and kill themselves, I'm all in favor of it. So the hell with them.
I had a guy going, when I was driving to the Wild game a couple nights ago, I was going 70-ish. He must have been going 95.
Oh,
I was standing still.
And this guy, the one I had the other day that I successfully blocked off, both going into the tunnel. And then when we went up onto 394, I didn't let him go where he wanted to go either, which is very immature of me. But this guy was like cutting over, cutting back. I mean, all I was doing was staying in my lane and kicking it up a little bit. But I don't follow closely, you know. I don't follow closely. But it's not like if you're going to get around me, you're still not going anywhere because there's three lanes. Now, if you want to get around me and then zoom and I'm not following traffic, go ahead. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you in. I'll wave you in then if you're really in a hurry. But if by passing me or going past me, not passing on the right generally, you accomplish nothing, then I cut you off. That's my new theory, which just started about 2 weeks
ago. Yeah, but you got to be worried about that because you don't know if those people are nuts and if you cut them off, if they're going to, you know, pull out a gun or something. And the whole town's gone crazy.
Well,
so.
I know the whole town goes crazy, but if, you know, I've decided if somebody pulls a gun on me, I'm going to wave on them and keep driving. And if they want to shoot, then what the hell?
Just let them
take
out.
There's nothing you can do about it. But if I see you coming, you're not carjacking me. Because I'm just going to keep the door shut and look at you, you know?
Well, I would take off.
Well, yes.
I mean, that might be the next thing. You don't want to look at them too long.
I will say that I look around more now than I ever have.
So do I.
When I'm stopped, I haven't been downtown much lately, but I was downtown quite a bit this summer.
Well, you know what this gives
you, license? Early in the spring. But when I'm at a stop, I look left and right just to see, make sure nobody's coming at me rapidly.
The best part about this now, at night, if you're downtown or at a series of lights, run the red lights.
Well, I don't run them, but
you look both ways.
I will run them if I see somebody who seems to have mischief on his mind.
That's what I'm saying.
But
or you just run them.
But otherwise, I stop and then but I look right. More than I used to.
But I'm saying that if you're at a red light and you look both ways, saying, and there's nobody coming, it's just, you know, it's just desolate, you can just go right through that red light.
Well, I suppose you can. Yes, you can. But anyway, so somebody, they said, didn't we have a story about 5-6 days ago about racing in the Lowry Tunnel?
Bunch of
Yeah,
cars
stopped in there and were doing whirlies. And
I mean, this one that blew up last night was alone, I think, but it was. And I have not seen if something went wrong or what happened to the person. But as far as the were they racing?
They hit the side, the other side, right?
Yeah, and then it hit the side, went up on the side, and then I think started to flip and blew up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta think he was going way too fast.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he was going way too fast.
Have we had any reports yet? That's what I'm wondering. What the cause is?
That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if something snapped, and he was going 50 and something snapped on the car, I apologize. If you were going 95, tough bananas.
More than 95.
You know, whatever it might have been. Whatever it might.
Hey, one of the Twins going to play baseball again.
What have we said about this morning? Do we know yet?
More tests were given. They're still in California. If they pass this round of tests, they can go to Oakland.
Get on their plane and go to Oakland. Yeah. Well, the big problem here is assuming they start playing Tuesday. I got two main complaints. A, they won't tell us who's positive. Guess what? You got to put a team on the field. Mm-hmm. If, for instance, a 290-pound first baseman's not playing, we'll have a pretty good. He'll be hard to miss.
Yeah.
Right? He'll be hard to miss. If somebody else is, I'm not saying it's Miguel. I don't have any idea. But what is the object of not? Because you put Simmons on they put guys on the COVID protocol list, right?
Yes. Yeah. But if,
maybe they don't describe it as that. I don't know. You know,
I think the goal in is to put guys on the list, but not tell you if they have it unless they okay you, the team, to tell you that they have it.
And they, not to tell you that they have it or whether it's, whether they're being, close tracing or
yeah, that's a close contact.
Close contact, yeah. Whatever the hell it is. But, you know, I would assume they play Tuesday, but how do you make up those games in Anaheim? I mean, you gotta just have the league tell them they gotta play you, and you know you can't fly the. Is this the Twins' only trip to the West Coast or not?
I don't know.
They had to go to Seattle. Obviously, they haven't been out there yet, right? They haven't been out there yet.
Seattle came here.
I suppose, but if there's a day. What they're going to have to do is, they did this last year, is manipulate the schedule. You know, what they should do is have the Twins and Pittsburgh. They're supposed to play here Thursday?
Friday. They're off Thursday.
They should have the Twins and Pittsburgh not play Friday, play a doubleheader. And, oh, wait. No, I was looking to see if Anaheim was off on Thursday. They're not. It says they could go back and play two games there. But I don't know what they're going to do. Some of these teams are going to have to realize that when you're only playing a team six times, they're going to have to make them up back in your place when there's no fans anyway. What difference does it make? You know. So I mean, when there's such limited crowds anyway, maybe I can't see them. I can't see the Twins flying back out to the West Coast to play two. Do you?
No,
to play the Angels. So no. I don't know.
I've seen if they're going to play.
It's a mess. It's a mess. And what's interesting is they keep saying they don't think it started. They don't think it comes from Simmons.
Yeah, but then they backtracked on that, and they said we're not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that
did they backtrack? The last thing I read was
shortly after they said they didn't. I believe it was Dan Hayes had a tweet that said they're not sure now. So they go to Pat, just to answer your question, they go to Seattle in June, and they're off on the so they play a Monday through Wednesday in Seattle. They're off that Thursday,
and then where do they go?
And then Friday. They go to Texas on Friday.
Well, they could do that, but where's Anaheim?
Yeah,
the question. You got to find out where the other team is.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, if the other team is now, what you can do is make the other team change their schedule a little bit to get themselves an off day. So, because this is extraordinary circumstances.
I bet they'll play here. I bet you're right.
I would doubt it. I don't know. Maybe they'll just not play them, and if either team needs them on the Monday after the season, they can, you know. So I don't know what's going on, but it was. It did save them from two more days of rotten baseball. Man, they've been playing bad.
That Friday game was brutal.
Yes,
I got home just in time to watch him completely melt down.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that you put bullpens together and they always come together and blah, blah, blah. I'm officially concerned about the bullpen because the, you know, who's your guy? You know, Taylor Rogers is that the other day, Taylor Rogers didn't throw the ball that poorly, but when he got to 0-2 on Verdugo, go after him. Don't end up being, you know, he threw two borderline pitches that could have been called strikes. Well, don't throw borderline pitches that could have been called strikes. Throw 97 at the letters and he's going to strike out because he's, you got him 0-2. Mm-hmm. Go after him. Don't mess around. But they're driving me nuts with the way they don't go after any hitters. Maeda's. That's Maeda's problem. He's messing. He's back to, you know, the Dodgers always said he was a nibbler. He's back to nibbling, man. He's, you know, he'll take 0-2 and get you to 3-2 and try to make the perfect pitch. You only have to make the perfect pitch against certain guys. You got to go after some of these guys, some of these clowns, and get them out. They got a game plan for every hitter. You know, there used to be four guys in a lineup, they'd say, just throw it over. Let's go. Come on. Get him out in two pitches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now it's now every at-bat is a drama.
Yeah,
so it just drives you crazy. So I was over at the Gopher baseball game yesterday. Reports are that when they got edged 21-5 on Friday night, the official time of game I think was 3:56, but Michigan batted for 35 minutes in the third inning and 35 minutes in the fifth inning.
Oh my God!
On a nice cool evening in Minnesota with a team that can't win any games, and they keep bringing in pitchers who have no chance. But it's epidemic, not only with Major League Baseball, but it's college baseball is always taking.
I was going to say college baseball
always
yes.
taking forever. The trips to the mound and
that's not new,
and the cascade of pitchers coming in and out, and the whole thing, but there's no TV breaks or anything. And, I mean, the game yesterday was on some form of Big Ten, although I don't know what the hell it is, Big Ten 3 or whatever it is, or plus or whatever it
is. Gophers, I don't think, have ever been this bad.
Oh, no, they haven't. I looked it up. The only last time they were this bad was 1888. They were 0-1. By winning percentage, they were, they've never been close to this. It's incredible. And the league's better. And they're worse, you know.
Pitching, or are they just?
Well, no, they don't hit that. Zach Robbie, Brian's kid, hitting third. He's batting now. Yesterday he went 0-for-4, although he hit the ball hard three times for outs. And then, he did the last time up. He hit a ball that jumped up and hit a third baseman in the chest that was hit really hard, and that scored a run. But he's played every game, virtually every inning. He's hitting .423 going into the game yesterday, 7 RBIs. There's no base runners. Oh my. And he's been intentionally walked 8 times because if he comes up in an RBI situation, they just walk him because nobody can make him pay for it. So they're just historically bad. And they didn't, you know, they got their whole team back. They had one senior last year, and they were mediocre last year when the season got shut down. But they'd played a tough schedule. They were 8-10. They'd only played 9 conference games when they got shut down. But they thought they're going to be pretty good. And now they've had a couple of Tommy Johns and
That's what I was going to say. Do they lose more
pitching?
You know,
one of them, and I didn't get into this. I wanted to, but I can't. But Patrick Fredrickson, that tall kid from Gig Harbor, Washington, freshman of the year, freshman All-American, first-team All-American for the whole deal.
Yeah.
As a freshman pitcher, freshman of the year, you know, nationally, freshman pitcher of the year nationally. But the guy, 9-0 never walked anybody. 3 years later, he's unusable. He can't. They brought him in the other night. He had three walks, two hit by pitches, a couple of wild pitches. His ERA's over 11. He wasn't nearly as good as next year.
Yeah.
And last year he was bad, and then this year he's unusable. Now the explanation you get is he threw 90. You know. He all sinker down low, but I watched him pitch like 2-3 times that year, and it was just boom, 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 efficient. Well, somebody got a hold of him in summer ball and said, you're going to have to throw harder if you're going to get drafted high. And supposedly he went looking for velocity and forgot the sinker, you know, that also high fastball is the way to go now instead of low fastball.
Yes.
And he, you know, so he was trying to establish himself as a high fastball pitcher. And he, you know, the nice guy. I talked to him last summer about he and that Jack Wassel, whether they were going to come back or not, and blah, blah, blah. And a nice guy and, you know, looking, you know, spent the summer working on stuff, and but he's unusable. And it's, you know, he would have been a senior now. If, you know, without the pandemic, and I don't even know what they list him as now as a junior. These guys, did you read Chip's story on Fleck?
Yeah, I sent you a note. I said, is that enough guys for you?
Well, they're going to have two guys in their seventh season.
Yes.
Two guys in their seventh season.
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic, everybody gets a free year, right? Yep. Even though they played, what? 9 games last year, right?
Yeah.
And that's a season.
And
get
they got
out
like
of
95 guys.
95 that's, on scholarship.
Yes.
On scholarship.
Yeah, that doesn't, yeah.
They let him go 10 over the limit on scholarship, plus they got 100. Usually at this time in spring, they got 65 or 70 guys. They got 100. Yeah. I ran into a guy who's.
I figured you'd enjoy that.
I ran into one of the guys at the ball game yesterday. He's kind of an equipment guy, hangs around. There's a bleeping many players are driving us nuts, you know? And because some of the freshmen aren't here yet, you know? So they still got the freshmen coming in. They're going to have 120 players next year. It's going to be like old times when they didn't have any limits, you know, when Nebraska used to have 180 players, you know, and stuff.
How
like
many
that.
Do you need?
I don't know, but it is funny that we have the AD who's putting limits on everybody else, but if PJ wants 95 on scholarship, he can have them. And I guess at least we won't have to hear we're the youngest team in America anymore, right? That would be good.
Yeah, and he's got the new acronym, right? Didn't Chip have that?
Yes, yeah. What was it? I don't know. It makes no sense. Like, none of them.
I don't even know if I don't like, think I brought
no,
it.
No, yeah, it does. It's a new one. It means it's just four words that somehow.
Yeah, he just strung together.
Yeah, yeah. Can't be as good as.
Family?
Nothing can top family. Forget about me. I love you. Yeah, well, I don't love you, so we're even. Forget about me. You're an idiot. What would that be?
You came up with like three good ones,
yes,
I think,
right?
Didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I worked on it for a while.
You were diligent in your response to PJ Fleck.
How come they're letting so few people in Fenway, man? Is Massachusetts must still be tough, huh? That doesn't. They're all spread out there. That was, by the way, spring training. The entire story down there was how bad the Red Sox were going to be.
I found it.
Here it is.
TGIF. Togetherness, gratitude, identity, focus. TGIF is the 2021 slogan.
Okay. Is that going to help you when you're down on the 8-yard line? Okay. That'll be
focus, Mike. Gratitude doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No. What is it? Togetherness.
Yeah, so it's TGIF, togetherness, gratitude, identity,
do you
focus.
Think, you think on his staff of 25 or whatever he's got now that he has somebody in charge of acronyms, or does the missus think them up, or who thinks those?
He's got to think them up, right?
You think he does?
I feel like it's a big part of who he is, PJ thinks up his own.
Well, there's no excuse not to be pretty good this year, right?
No!
I'm surprised that the big right tackle's coming back.
Filet?
I thought he was out of here.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's got no NFL potential and I guess decided not to use the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see if there's much activity in the summer. Because I think you can, you know, like in baseball, they got guys, you're counting on guys, and then they leave in July, you know, and stuff like that for the, and, you know, it, sometimes it, I wonder if he can bail out in the middle of this, just go someplace else.
I don't know if there's a deadline or not.
There
yeah.
in August. I don't think there's a deadline, so I don't know.
This is incredible, though. This transfer portal is the damnedest thing.
I'd forgotten completely that a baseball was also a, where you had to sit out a year unless you appealed or something like that. That was the, I think the sports are football, basketball, hockey, and baseball, right? I think hockey was one of them. And then in women's, it was basketball,
volleyball,
and softball, I think. No, volleyball, maybe not, because there's a lot of transfers in volleyball.
Okay.
There have been a lot of transfers in volleyball. Speaking of which...
Yeah,
what a loss that is. Ooh.
I saw your tweet about being very concerned when it went to what, the fifth set?
Fifth set, yeah. You know, you only played a 15. And you're,
overtime.
You get the underdog is full of pee and vinegar, and you're, you know, joking.
Yeah,
you're now tense, and now you get behind right out of the chute. You know, unless you come out and get ahead of them 5-1 or something, it's going to be a battle.
If you want the best lawn on the block all season long, hook up with a Minnesota-grown lawn care company that knows that dandelions, mystery weeds, bare spots, and blight are completely unacceptable. That's ProfessionalTurf.com. If you want service techs with 20 years of experience, techs who throw down a combination of environmentally friendly weed killer and slow-release long-term fertilizers, then visit ProfessionalTurf.com. And you know what? While you're on the website, take a close look at their landscape projects, and don't forget, they'll service your irrigation system, too. You will have the most lush and luxurious lawn on the block. It's our one stop for exceptional landscape irrigation services and the best lawn on the block, ProfessionalTurf.com.
But I have an issue. I'm a big volleyball guy. I think they do great. They're fun to watch. They, you know, they're top three in the Big Ten most of the times, which is the best conference in the country.
Yep.
But I think they have a tendency to be overrated. You know, when they lost here, when the Final Four was going to be here, they lost that match to Oregon.
Was that 2 years ago now?
When was the, I thought three maybe.
Okay.
18, was it? 18, 19? Yeah, it was three.
Okay.
It was three. It was 18, but that was when the Final Four was going to be here. They were a number one seed in their region and two or three nationally, again, just like they were this time.
Uh-huh.
And it was a battle. And then they thought they had, I think, the match won. And they, was it, did they have it won? Or were they just, they had this, they know they thought they had the set won because of a, and the official overturned it. They lost that set. And when it might have been the fourth set, and then in the fifth set, there was the tension mounted substantially, and that was a bad loss. This was a, you know, considering the circumstances, and it's a screwed up season, and you don't get home crowds and any of that stuff. It's certainly not on that level, but it's still a flop.
Yep.
You know, because you're the third rated team in the country. Now Wisconsin's probably going to win it. They're supposed to be great. And I got a couple of Minnesota kids that are really good.
What's new with that, huh?
Yes.
Might as well be volleyball, too.
Can't we pass a state law that Wisconsin recruiters can't communicate with our...
you know what we can call that law? The Sid Hartman law.
Yes, that's right.
The Sid Hartman.
That's
memory
right.
Of Sid, the Wisconsin recruiters cannot come here and cheat like Sid always claimed that they did to take our kids.
Yes, and they probably have a sports management class, too. Sid was complaining about the sports management class at Michigan 15 years after the Gophers had the same thing. basically, they might have had a different title for it.
When did you start complaining about that? The 70s?
Oh, God, at least.
Like, I feel like it goes back to when I was small.
When Bo started kicking her ass, you know. Yeah. Which is, I mean, before Bo, the Little Brown Jug was a game, you know. It was, oh, hey, we're playing Michigan for the little. Now, Michigan was better, but it wasn't like you had no chance. But then Bo came in, and I think they beat him once. Maybe twice.
Yeah.
In his 80. Stoll beat him in
77.
77.
Right?
Stoll beat him. And
87, right? Or 86 or 87. 80,
Chip Lowmiller. Chip Lowmiller beat him in 86. That was Goody's first year.
Yep.
And then did Mace beat him once or not?
Was he still? When did Bo leave?
I think I thought we beat him once. No, not Bo. He didn't beat Bo. No.
Yeah,
Mace didn't beat Bo.
Yeah.
But I think we've beaten them three times since the mid-60s, right?
And it's all because of that damn sports management class.
That's right.
If it wasn't for that class.
That's right.
It would have been split 50-50.
Yeah, it was. I still think.
Last year.
89?
Yep, that was Bo's last year.
Okay.
They lost in the Rose Bowl.
That was,
and then I think he took. Didn't he take over the Tigers? Didn't he become president? And he blew out Ernie Harwell,
the guy, the Domino's guy,
Tom Monahan.
Tom Monahan loved him because he's a big M man, gave him a lot of money, and he loved Bo, so he brought Bo in to be the president. Yeah, he took out. He fired Ernie.
Ernie Harwell.
put in the voice of the Wolverines. The guy he loved from the Wolverines, and that lasted about 2 years, and the Tiger fans were in revolt. And
they should have been.
They had to change their mind.
Could you imagine?
Frank, what the hell was the guy? He was just a Bo ass kisser.
Can you imagine firing Ernie Harwell?
I think Bo only lasted a couple of years with the Tigers, didn't he? I think.
Yes, I think that's correct.
Tom Monahan was he was a good guy. I knew him a little. I mean, I met him a couple of times and talked to him when he was the president of the Tigers. But he was like, you know, not that there's anything wrong with it, but he was a crazed Catholic. I mean, just like insane.
Yep.
An insane Catholic. He built that town down in outside of Naples, Ave Maria, which was originally it's a suburb. It's out in the jungle. Mm-hmm. Out with the pythons now, but he built that town, and they had like restrictions that were sort of keeping the Protestants out, right?
Yep.
And that they had to waive all that, so it's just a regular, you know, town down there. But he built the town,
Ave
Maria, and I've never been in there. I should go in there and look to see. They had various Catholic churches and squares and statues. And yeah, I think he had a tragedy in his life, and he relied on religion, and he was, but I'll never forget the 84 riot, you know, after the Tigers win the World Series and all hell's breaking loose outside. We can see the fires as we're writing, you know, you can see them out over the roof, and you could walk out of the press box and up onto the roof, and I remember Galloway going out there and saying, come on, see this, guys. We went out there, and a bunch of guys had flipped over a cab, and it was on fire, and they were all urinating on it. It's like the gang of out in the street, and it was, all the fires were. And all of a sudden, this helicopter comes hovering down into the middle of the darkened stadium, right?
Yep.
And we thought, oh, my God, it's so bad. They're going to get us out of here in helicopters. It was Monahan's Domino's helicopter, and he brought like 150 or 200 pieces up to the press box, you know.
So that's where the helicopter came
in. That's where the helicopter came in to feed the media. That wouldn't happen anymore. Let them starve.
No, they'd poison your ass.
Yeah,
they would.
They'd say, get out. Yeah. We're closing the stadium. Yeah. You're on your own.
Yeah.
And there's no buses. Walk back to the hotel.
The Zooms are done.
No more Get out Zooms. Of here. Get out
We're
of here.
We're closing her up.
That's right. Zoom on out of here. But, okay. Yeah, that was, he was a, He was an interesting cat. I interviewed him once by myself, I think, or maybe two of us or something for quite a while. He was, because the Tigers were, you know, the oldest operators. And, I mean, they were really.
Who owned
backwards.
Them before? He did.
Oh,
because they were, because when I started watching baseball, they were god awful.
Yeah.
It was like Les Moss was the manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they had the, you know, they had the World Series teams, and then they,
yeah.
And then they,
but late 70s, they were.
Oh, yeah.
They and the Cardinals were awful for a while.
Well, Sparky, though, I mean, they turned it around. The one that was that 1984 team started off, I believe, 3-35-5.
Yep.
I think they were 35-5 because I remember that's back in the days when you would listen to AM radio late at night. And listen to get ball games.
WJR.
And you could get WJR was one you could get. You could, good nights, you could get Cleveland.
Yep.
You could get KMOX was like, turned me into a Cardinal fan as a kid. You know,
GN for the Cubs.
I didn't get that too good.
WGN came out, okay.
We didn't get it in Fulda, but Pittsburgh, we could, on a real good night, you could get KDKA in Pittsburgh with Bob Prince. And I remember Ernie, I was listening to the night they beat Seattle. I think they were in Seattle to go to 35-5. And Ernie's tribute, And Ernie's tribute was, what a ball club. You know, because they were 35-5 or something like that. So, but that was an interesting evening with Monahan there. So, anywho, how about our Timberwolves? Once again.
Yeah, I tried to watch last night.
Once again, plagued by overconfidence.
I tried to watch last night. I missed. So I went to the Wild on Friday, so I didn't see the Heat
the
game.
Victory over
I sat
Butler.
By you at the Wild game. So last night I said, you know what? What the hell? I'm going to watch this game start to finish. Clippers, it'll be. It was over by halfway through the first quarter. Even Benzie couldn't get this one back.
No.
Even Benzie didn't have that. They're only down by 7.
It was like 40 in the third quarter,
yeah,
right?
It was just 35 or 40, yes.
But once again, quotes from Cat being very upset profanely that they were overconfident again.
Yeah.
These one-game winning streaks, they've won two games in a row once. Games 1 and 2 of the season. This is Ricey for EcoFun Motorsports. The preseason sale on all bikes, scooters, and ATVs is going on right now in Forest Lake. Beat the spring rush, and EcoFun will give you the free storage with your purchase until the weather is a bit more bike-friendly. If you enjoy bike rides on a summer day, but maybe your knees aren't what they used to be, then I recommend that you talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will personally help you select the e-bike that is right for you. They will even deliver to your front door in the metro area. Take advantage of the preseason sale prices right now. Bentelli bikes and Yamaha Power Assist bikes are at their lowest price of the year. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Take a test ride and put biking back on your list of favorite outdoor activities. They also carry a full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com. That's E-C-O-F-U-N, Motorsports.com. And tell Tim you heard it on Ricey Unchained.
He has to stop with this.
Yeah. I don't listen to him.
Well,
so.
First of all, he's been talking on the Zooms. He talks a ton now. But, you know, it's personal stuff.
Oh, that's Cat. Fine. Cat.
Yeah. Cat has to stop.
I thought you meant Ben.
No. Cat has to stop with, we're too confident. You know, we came in here and didn't play. Huh? No, you just stink.
Yes. You must admit that. Why don't you say, boy, we really played over our heads against Miami.
Yes, exactly.
That was, man.
I can't believe we won.
I don't know where that came
and
from.
And we're going to get our ass kicked on
Sunday. Came from. By the way.
Yes, thank you.
I was listening to 1500 driving in here. And who's on the show? Is that McFarland? Is that Booger McFarland?
Which,
no,
I don't
on,
know.
On the ESPN show at 11:30 in the morning. Who is it? Come on, Dick.
I think it's the one from
New York, right? You're the
New
assistant
York, right?
Program yeah. director.
Yeah, you're executive producer. I think it's the one from New York, though, right?
Greeny's on 9 to 11.
And then, no, it wasn't Greeny today.
No,
this is 11.
Yeah, no, it's a guy. It's the show from the ESPN affiliate in New York. Is it Chris Canty or something?
Well, and Kellerman's on from now until...
Well, he has... I don't want to be ethnic about this, but he has a partner who's a brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's the one from... Mm-hmm. New York.
And
I'll find it.
It was a Tibbs rave-a-thon.
Oh, God, I love Tibbs. It's because it's from New York.
It's
a
Tibbs rave-a-thon. Is he the coach of the year?
Yes.
He's the front runner, but he probably had the theory is if they get the four seed, if they get in the coveted top four in the East, Tibbs will be the coach of the year.
Yes.
And they love Tibbs. Tibbs, six in a row. He's won now after they were looked like they were sliding. Last night, overtime, so there was a 53-minute game. Julius only played 47, and Derrick Rose only played 35. I love it.
Bart Scott. Bart Scott. Actually,
Alan Hahn, yes.
Yeah, and Alan Hahn.
What did Bart Scott do?
He was the linebacker for the Jets that did the famous can't wait quote.
With Sal Palantonio.
After
so this, is their national show. But
this is the national show, but it's from New York.
It's also their affiliate in New York show. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And Tibbs, they love Tibbs. New York loves Tibbs.
They're made for each other.
They are.
Because Tibbs is not going to come out. There's going to be no braggadocio after a victory, right? I mean, it's not like
he's
you know, we got to try to do this again 2 days from now. We got to start worrying about the whatchamacallits or whoever they're playing next. So anyway,
go, Pat?
Tibbs. I love it. I have now taken to calling Tibbs my close personal friend on Twitter. But I can't, it's really hard. I think there's so little interest in the Timberwolves, you can't stir them up on the Twitter really much, too much. No,
it's not like Gopher fans.
No, you can't. You can't stir
them up. It's not nearly as much fun.
Can't stir them up.
They're not going to be mad.
They pretty much agree with you.
Yeah.
No matter what fun you make them up.
We stink.
Yeah. I think it's gone from we stink to we don't care.
Yeah.
And
no, you're probably right. But Tibbs has, you know what Tibbs has? Tibbs has the exact type of team Tibbs wants. There's no Wiggy. There's no Cat. Randall's really good, but he works really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Tibbs has the exact roster.
Yeah, and like, they guard.
This is what he wanted.
They're third or fourth in the league in defense.
Yes.
And they came back to beat Dallas the other night in Dallas.
Yep.
And guarded the hell out of Doncic. Mm-hmm. You know, they basically...
He just wants you to work your ass off.
I don't know. Yes.
Well, that's what he wants.
He doesn't. But Julius is going to be finished like third or fourth in the MVP race. I just heard these guys today, though, saying that the top three in the MVP race are Embiid, Jokic, and Randall.
Randall.
This is a little different group than we're used to doing. By the way, Durant, Byron Buxton's an Iron Man compared to Durant. He's hurt again.
Yes, he is.
He's unbelievable. Any excuse. I hate that guy. He's just a sensitive, thin-skinned idiot who creates false. They caught him. What do you call those Twitter accounts that are BS?
Bots.
Did you create yourself?
Burner accounts.
Oh, yeah, he's got
burner accounts. Burner accounts praising him.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah,
he's got a guy.
He's very sensitive.
Oh, God, he's unbelievable. He's incredible. Well, apparently he engaged the Lynx player that he was engaged to briefly. What was her name?
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. They knew each other.
They knew each other
from like high school or something.
Yeah.
And they say he felt bad because she felt bad. So he he proposed to her just because he didn't want her to be mad at him.
You know
him.
What? He couldn't play for Tibbs.
No.
He doesn't have the mental toughness that it takes to play for Tibbs.
No. These guys were spreading the rumor that Williamson's going to end up with the Knicks. I don't think even that'll work. Zion.
No.
Tibbs doesn't want a superstar. No. Rose was good. He was good with Rose, but now Rose's ego can't get in the way because Tibbs has basically rescued him, right?
Twice.
So he's grateful to him.
Rescued him twice.
Yes. But it's incredible. By the way, I went to that Wild game, and that was an okay game. But the next night I started watching. They're so good, they're boring. There's no drama.
85 Oilers.
They play at home.
78 Canadians.
They play at home. There's no drama.
The drama is, are they going to score 5, 6, or 10
that's
goals?
That's right.
Or 8 goals. That's the drama.
It's incredible. So I went to my old sources, Micheletti, Walls, and Tom Reed.
Yeah, I was hurt.
Because I'm not, why
wasn't I quoting that column?
Why should I pound my head against the wall, getting horse bleep quotes off Zoom?
Oh, I'm
from guy that. From I've, team I've officials. When I know Micheletti's going to give me something good, and I know Walls is going to give me something good.
Well, you didn't call Louie, and I bet he is pissed.
I didn't call Louie.
I bet Louie, because he loves Brody.
Yes, but, and then I got one quote. Well, Reed was the first guy I talked to.
Yeah, Reed's good.
And Reed gave me a couple of good quotes. But then Walls and then Micheletti was good, as always. And then Walls was even better.
Yeah, Walls was your best.
So I kind of had to slip one Reed quote in there to
make
Tommy,
them all
happy. Tommy, I didn't waste your time. But when you think, you could talk to somebody connected to the team, but why? The quotes aren't going to be as good.
Zoom quotes are the worst. Is the worst.
Yes.
It's the devil.
Yes. They're not going to be any good. So what the hell?
Well, and Dean in person would be just as bad.
Yes.
Everson says nothing.
And I wanted to write, why does everybody rave about this guy, but nobody ever talks about him? You know, so that's what I wanted to write, so I did. But anyway, it was an absolute fawning kiss-up, right?
Yeah, I read the whole thing, it was.
And the Wild fans, who every time I write hockey, why do you write hockey for, you idiot? You don't know anything. So they're all praising the column, but nobody says anything good about me. It's still, all the people that have been ripping you don't say, there's another good Ricey hockey column. No, they just ignore it, right?
But they praise the column, but
they didn't praise the
author.
They praise the column, but no.
Screw them.
But the next time I write something that they don't like, I should never write about it.
Well, it's not like you're going to be back soon.
Yeah, they're going to be around until July, for God's sakes.
Where's Lavelle? You know what? He's a hockey guy. Where's Lavelle?
We got to get him. Well, here's the deal, though.
I mean, St. Paul's not that far.
Here's the deal. We got soccer starting here pretty soon.
Soccer for Sunday.
This is basically, yes. He got stuck with the old, just sit back and relax and appreciate how much better they are. And he wrote it on Thursday, and they got their ass kicked 4-0, so he had to slip in. And they opened their season with a 4-0 loss, which is, in soccer, is
10-0.
Soccer is 41 donut. It's 41 donut.
That is why God created the transition, meanwhile or however.
Yes, yes. Nevertheless, that was my favorite. We used to always say when you were writing running, you didn't have time to change it.
However, when they gave up 7 runs in the ninth,
yes, right,
the outcome changed greatly.
Hang 'em High Kim was my all-time nevertheless guy. The guy with this closer for Arizona in the 2001 World Series. They had him beat twice in Yankee Stadium in the games 4 and 5, and he blew them both. Hang 'em High Kim, I started talking to, calling him Bung Ho Kim or some damn thing. So, they're good. They're going to be around. They're going to be playing Colorado in the division final, and we'll see.
The Vegas series will be fun.
They'll beat them, though.
It'll be fun.
I think they'll beat them.
Yeah, I don't know. They'll give them a tough series. But anyway, these guys are good and they're fun and they're and the thing I like is they're getting better. This is not the finished product.
No. Did you think that Everson would be a coach that would teach a fast game? Teach fast play?
I only thought that because I think the GM instructed him to. I think Boods got blown out because Garen looked at it and said, I don't like what he's doing. So I think Garen...
Well, Boods was what?
Too defensive because they weren't good enough to play fast.
Okay.
That's why they blew guys out. Stahl's gone because he couldn't skate.
Okay.
Like Parisi is a fourth line guy because he really can't skate that well at this point.
Okay, so they want skaters, which makes Brodin... More valuable than ever.
And their defensive core is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've got a really good defensive core.
Now, this Soucy guy, can he play?
Yeah, he's okay.
But he's a regular, isn't he?
Yeah. He and Cole are the third pair. But Cole's won two cups, and he's not great himself, but he gets it.
But you play the top four when you're trying to win a game in the third period, and then the other two guys sneak out there once in a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So Suter's with Spurgeon. Yeah, well, yes. Mm-hmm. And then he got Brodin taking care of Dumba.
And Dumba likes to play offensive at times, but Brodin's so good, he can get back and cover for Dumba.
And
I actually really like him.
The other night, I saw Sarah, I believe, had a piece on Bonino before that game. I didn't even know he was here. And then he scored a goal that night. And I said, who the hell's this guy? And you said he won a couple of cups or something.
Yeah, he and Cole and Garen were all with Pittsburgh from Nashville in the Cunning trade. So they made a trade after the season was done.
Is the much lamented loss of Cunning?
It hasn't been a thing.
Is he playing in Nashville? Playing.
Yeah, he got hurt and then he came back and he's playing. And actually, they were awful. And now have gone played really well or much improved for like the last month. But Cunning's not. I mean, he's fine. But this Bonino and Cole are what this team lacked for years, which is two guys that can basically run things for the room. And they didn't come here to retire. That was my biggest thing, Pat, with Stahl. Stahl was a nice player, had a great year. But Eric Stahl loved being in Edina with his family and building a rink for his kids to play on. He retired on the job.
Where is he now?
The Montreal Canadiens traded with Buffalo. So Garen sent him to Buffalo, and then Buffalo sent him to Montreal like 2 weeks ago.
Poor Buffalo, man. Good thing they have Josh Allen, huh?
Although, you know what, actually?
They played a little better since they ended their 18-game winless
streak. Granato's done a nice job.
Who?
Robbie.
Which Granato?
The kid that played at Burnsville years ago is now the coach of the Sabres, Tony's brother. But Tony didn't
There's too damn many Granatos. Too many Granatos.
Do you remember to Burnsville?
How did a Granato get to Burnsville?
Because it's hockey. Because somebody decided he should come here and play. But I think that was one of the Granatos. Tony didn't do it. But I want to say a couple of them, or at least one, went to Burnsville.
Well, I know I'm confused by Granados because they're there's a Granato coaching at Wisconsin too, right?
That's Tony.
That's Tony. He was the good player.
That's Tony.
He was the good player.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Granato played on the team that had Osiki and I think Gorg was the goalie on the team that won the state tournament. That team was good. But yes, it's all very confusing.
Oh, Burnsville, that's got to be 30 years ago, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, more than 30 years ago.
Yeah. Back when Burnsville was the big booming suburb.
When Osiki was there.
Then you had to go to Lakeville after that.
When my family moved here, Eden Prairie was far out.
Oh, yeah.
I've said this before. And Prior Lake was... Nothing.
I've always said you don't need these the metropolitan growth studies. Just look at the football standings and the hockey standings.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
St. Michael Albertville. Michael is now a powerhouse, a Class 6A school.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, what else we got? We got to have something else. I feel like we're missing something here. You know what's going on in our midst here we're paying no attention to? There's some college football being played. The FCS is playing.
I saw I came across this. Yeah.
They have an FCS. They now have a 16-team bracket. They're going to have an FCS tournament playoff. And South Dakota State beat North Dakota State on Saturday. It ended a 30-some game home winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the number one seed. So I looked it up. But there's that even that league that St. Thomas is going in, the non-scholarship Pioneer League, they played 5 or 6 or 7 games this year. So they're playing. And then Augsburg found a game. They were going to play St. Thomas Saturday, but that St. Thomas must have, their administration must not like the COVID numbers on campus or something. I don't know what happened, but they canceled. So they ended up playing Martin Luther down in New Alum in that UMAC, that small Christian school conference. I got a hunch they don't believe in the COVID either, but they, I got a hunch that New Alum might go strongly for the trumpeter and stuff like that. But that conference has played some of them. Some of them are shut down now.
Yeah.
But they've played some. That's low-level D3. But the MIAC, you can't even, the league doesn't even know who's playing.
Does the league care?
Mankato had a scrimmage, I think, with Gustavus.
Yep.
And Augsburg's and St. Olaf are playing. St. Olaf is the biggest sissies in the league. They didn't want to. They were the number one team to get St. Thomas out of here. Now, but they apparently are playing, and they're going to play in a week or two against them. And it's, I was trying to get my head around who's playing, who's not, who's done stuff. Try to write a little something this week on what's going on. And the conference officials don't even know who's playing in half these teams. Like the Northern
Sun.
So
what's the point? Ricey here with Canopy Group Facts. Fact one, the Canopy Group writes more business in 1 month than a captive agent writes in 3 years. How is this possible? Let's share the other facts for you to understand. Fact two, the Canopy Group offers 16 different insurance companies, not just one. Fact three, the Canopy Group offers annual policies, not 6-month policies, that leave you at risk for 2 premium increases per year. Fact four, the Canopy Group offers 1 deductible at claim time, not 2, 3, 4, or even more. Fact five, every year the Canopy Group will shop your home and auto insurance with their 16 companies. Captive insurance agencies can't shop that way for you because guess what? They only have one company to deal with. Now that you have the facts, it's time to get the options. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.
I think you don't want kids that have been there for, that went through whatever the kind of fall practice they had, and you don't want them to leave without having a chance to hit somebody, I mean, I talked to Hoffner and Mankato, and he's got a bunch of kids. He's got his freshman class coming in, but he's got freshmen that came in last fall who haven't played, haven't had a chance to get on the field, so... They've had a couple, 3 scrimmages, I think, and they're supposedly going to play Northern State out in Aberdeen at the start of next month. But it's weird. There's not, because for the Northern Sun, which has now got 14 football teams, it's like the league said, do what you want to do, but we're not having anything to do with it. So they're on their own, because there's no D2 playoffs. So. It's weird.
So they're just going to play a few games.
Yeah,
some of them are playing.
Some of them are.
I saw St. Thomas was supposed to play St. John's like 2 weeks ago, but then...
No, never St. John's. They were hoping to play St. John's, but St. John's... Here's St. John's problem.
Yeah.
They use football as an enrollment incentive.
Okay.
They have over 200 kids... the students that they issue uniforms to.
PJ should go there.
Yeah. And these guys, they like to come and, they screw around. They don't, they run down the hill on Saturday when they play. And,
yeah.
And, they play 50 of them, maybe, but they got over 200 of them who are football players. Well, if the testing would have cost them, they couldn't afford the testing.
Oh, okay.
They couldn't afford the testing.
All right. I didn't know
and
that.
You can't tell the 150 guy. Now, if Gag would be there, Gag would have just told them, you're not good enough to be tested. You know, we're just going to test this 30 guys and the rest of you. But they can't just tell a kid from holding short who walked on, nah, we don't care.
You could have in 1976.
Just stay away from the team, okay?
Yep.
Because in case you're positive, stay away. So they couldn't test.
Oh, my God.
Was the big thing. Well, Gags, you know, used to, when they had to feed them, right? And they took it out of his budget. So when he came in for August practice. So the first three, the practices start August 12th or something. The first week, he'd have his 15 offensive players that he cared about there. The second week, they'd be joined by the 15 defensive guys. He's like Tibbs, you know, the guys who were going to play and yep. The guys who were good enough to decide whether he's going to win or not, right?
Right.
So they're like the first 2 weeks, they'd have 30, 35 guys around. Then he'd let everybody, then the rest of the regular squad would show up.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the 50, 60 guys who might be their traveling squad for another week or so. And then when school started, the rest of those guys could report, but they'd just be down on some other field, screwing around, throwing the ball to each other, and John would be coaching the real guys, you know, the guys.
So what's
and
wrong
once,
with that?
And once in a while, somebody down at the other coach down at the other field who was monitoring things said, "Hey, John, you got to take a look at this kid. He looks pretty good throwing the ball to his teammates or running. He's so once in a while, they discover a guy, you know, and then John is
like a farm team.
Yeah, right.
Like a Division III farm team.
It was
team.
Like the alternate site team. Yeah,
oh,
it was
my
the,
God.
It was the alternate site team. But they, you know, now you got to treat everyone with respect.
I was going to say that worked in 1976.
Yeah, no, it worked. Yeah, I think.
And probably 1991, too.
I think, in fact, by 2000 or so, or maybe even the 90s, he had to start. He couldn't do the.
He couldn't have the scout.
He couldn't just have the 15.
The farm team?
He'd have to invite his whole recruited squad to start with. He couldn't have the old. Oh, geez, I got to pay for the lunch for all of them and the dinner. And, you know, it was fantastic. There's no doubt about
so
it back then.
I was wrong. The coach of the Sabres right now, Don Granato, who was on the state high school championship team at Burnsville in 85.
Okay.
So it's not Rodney.
How many times did they win?
I think they just won one. But it's Don, not Rob, which is what I said.
Burnsville.
And that is Tony's brother.
When I was a...
you're popular.
When I was... that will be somebody either telling me this is my absolute last chance to get the warranty renewed on my 2015 car, which I haven't owned for 5 years. And or... that my Social Security benefits are being taken away.
Yep.
If I don't call this number immediately, it will be turned over to federal officials. Or
is that what they do to old people?
Oh, God. They are just praying for the day that you can't remember what planet you're on, and they can call you up and put you in a panic. It's unbelievable.
They don't know who they're screwing with. A guy who won't let people merge.
Yes,
not
right.
Going to give up his Social Security number.
I'm not
going
to call up. Well, they did. Here's another one they got going. Emails telling you, have you gotten any of these? Emails
know.
Telling you,
tell me.
This amount of money has been placed. You know, it's a phony PayPal or something. I've never been on PayPal, but my wife is.
Yep.
And or some other place. This has been added. This charge. She got one the other day from phony PayPal. $553 in Bitcoin has been.
I've never
charged,
gotten this one.
Has been charged to your account. If this if you didn't do this. please call this number.
Yeah.
So you immediately go into a panic.
Yep.
And call the number, and then they try to get you on the phone, and they're mining. Apparently, they're so good they can mine what's on your phone while you're talking to them.
No kidding.
Something like that. Yeah.
So she didn't call him, or she did call him?
She did, and then I said, wait, because I got sucked into one of those about a year ago and said, I got to call this thing. And then I called, and then it took about six seconds to realize it was that they're screwing with me.
Yep.
And then I actually called the source, and they said, no, that's just a scam. So now you can send me what looks like a very official notice of something, and I just kill them. But I actually, there was something I actually, oh, my Windows, I actually did have to update. They were going to shut me down, but I kept killing it out of there thinking they're trying to do something to me. But we take advantage of us elderly. We're trying, man. I got my personal computer, the keyboard went out, but I loved it. I loved the feel of the whole thing. A couple of the keys stopped working.
Yep.
So I found this guy, don't replace it, fix it or something. Over on Highway 7, and I found this kid, and he ended up getting something sent from Europe, and it cost me like $200 total to get it back. But I was telling him about all these things, and he said he's got some old gal that he works with, and she's in her 80s and has kind of lost it. And they got her for $14,000 before he got her, before he convinced her to get rid of the home phone and get rid of get a cell phone that only a certain select numbers. Oh. But if they're, I can't imagine, you know, they're making thousands of calls a day. And if they get five people to suck them,
they're in business.
Know, yeah. They're so, be kind to us elderly people. We're being trying to be.
That's the key. Yes. That's what I do.
Yeah, that is true. That is.
I don't believe official ones that are official. Mm-hmm. I delete those too. Just delete everything.
Yeah, well, that's not
the bank will
idea.
Call you. If the bank really needs you, they will call you and you
don't
can go
you
to the bank.
I bet that they've really had a bonanza, though, in the pandemic era of ordering takeout food. You know, that if you want to pick it up, they got to have your credit card if you're going to pick it up, right?
Yep.
And I bet they've had fun, man, stealing stuff in that era.
I hate giving out my stuff.
Yeah.
I hate giving out my stuff.
Yeah. Well, because
in fact, I actually wrote a check today to pay off something because I don't want to give out my credit card, especially online.
There are. Well, I always write out a check. I'm the only guy to apply to Collar's website by sending him a check.
Yeah.
I've been what do we call those? Substacks.
Yes, or his Substack. Yeah.
I'm the only guy to apply. I'm the only one who paid by check. I don't officially count it as
a
subscriber list.
And that means that your credit card won't turn up in some hanky website.
That's right.
All right, sir.
All righty. Hopefully our Twins will play baseball before Friday. And then, of course, we do have the situation of whether they'll be playing this weekend if we get a verdict in the Chauvin trial. So
correct.
There's a lot of stuff going on here. So
all right.
Anyway, goodbye. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.